Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, it's Reverend James, and welcome to the show, and I'm going to try to be really quick today because there's so many people in the caller queue. What we're going to do is we're going to do a DNA activation or a helix or a double helix or something like that with your DNA. For everybody to get to, in case you haven't been to the show before, my guide is a key. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra, and he does not speak light language, but he does assist in activations and all kinds of light language is not English. It's a vibrational language that can enter you through vibration. If you want to participate, all you have to do is say, I accept these vibrations and see how they change or alter your life. So we are being changed. We're vibrationally being changed from a carbon to a crystalline existence. And it's quite exciting. It's a quite exciting time to be here. There's a lot of craziness that's going on that's distracted from trying to awaken to the highest levels of enlightenment. And what I want to tell you is please stay grounded. Please work towards being a blessing. Our job right now, and this is for a long time, is going to be a blessing to everything, to the people around you, the places around you. You know, pick up litter if you see litter. That's a blessing to you. Gaia, if you, if you see something that's wrong, then I'm not asking you to get confrontational, but if you can be of assistance when somebody's doing something wrong, like throwing garbage on the ground, you can say something about that. Because it is inappropriate and it's our world. It's not just one person's world to throw their stuff around in their garbage. And I'm going to try to be a little bit faster on the phone because I didn't get to all the callers last week. And every time that I extend the show to a longer length time, then I'm going way, it just gets longer and longer. So I'm just going to try to be more efficient. I was going to take the month of December off. I want everybody to know, guess what? I'm not taking any time off. According to my guide, I'm not taking any time off until next September. So it's very far away. And I really did think I was going to be off most of the holiday. If you get stuck in your emotions or things that are going on, go ahead and get my shows. I'll be doing them every Monday. And if you do need, a personal reading and stuff, you can get me at psychicradioreadings.com or the phone number in the chat. Okay, so for everybody, I'm trying to be really efficient now. Everybody place your left hand onto your solar plexus and your right hand onto your heart chakra. And what we're doing is doing a DNA activation. And the energy will go in through your heart and then it will fortify yourself. Somehow it goes from the solar plexus throughout the body. So that's what's going to transpire. You want to probably take breathe large breaths, hold it for a second and release. And every time you release your big breath, you want to release what no longer serves you because we're bringing in new light. And what we're doing is we're activating some dormant DNA strands. Okay, now take those breaths in. Let's breathe in, hold it for a second, and release what no longer serves me. And release what no longer serves me. One more time. The calmer you are, the easier the activations usually go. That's why as you calm down at the beginning, lots of times when your energy is very hyper, you can't absorb it. But you can always listen in an archive, so because the energy is contained in the recording. He says, welcome and welcome to this new time of change. We are all indeed changing, and this is going to be a life altering for all of us, not just some of us. And now we're going to activate the crystalline. We're going to activate the crystalline light body. Is what I'm saying. Oh no, the crystalline strands and the DNA to activate your light body. Aha, kiditeo maneho li I ashachakeo a papate ne kiditea. Aha, akakoa, kedede se ho anema. And this is for your whole entire body, right? From the tip of your toes to the top of your crown chakra. Shakeke kaponana manasa, it affects every cell. Chichiki mana, uea. Este kikini na manama ana uia shikake tetene wa sewa wa kawiya ananene wa ikikinene wa. Okay, and now we're just going to do a quick grounding cord down to your ground star 1 foot below your feet. Shahe ikikumanane anana no mo okate seiya apapuko sihi ichi shishkuma okoa. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. I know that was very quick. It felt very quick to me anyway. But it's a very important thing. What's happening is we're changing. Everyone's changing, whether they realize it or not. They're changing from carbon to crystalline. And some of us are farther along, and some of us are catching up. And some will go online so fast you can't believe it. But everyone's changing. The dark is becoming more and more apparent. And when you notice that there's more and more darkness happening out there, then you actually are awakening light. It seems kind of absurd, but sometimes you have to see the bottom before you can realize, oh, this is not the direction I'm going. I'm choosing to have a different life, or I'm choosing to stay positive in the light and to work towards being a blessing. The more that you bless people, the more you'll be blessed. The more that you can be a blessing, the more the abundance of the divine light will bless you. So it's really, really important to just, and you don't have to be a blessing to a person. The heart is where the blessing comes from. So you have to really know what's in your heart. You can bless a flower. You can bless a plant. You can bless an animal. Your dog or your cat or your snake. And I want to say there was, right before I started the show, I got a vision of someone imprisoned below ground. I don't know who they are, but you're going to get a chance to escape. I don't know if they can hear me or not, but you absolutely need to be fearless and call. Just make a call and say, help, I'm underground. I don't know where I am. And I do believe that there's some kind of way that they can trace if you can get to a phone and get the phone call to help you. And you'll be okay. And just stay grounded, stay grounded, stay grounded. Okay, I'm going to go right on to the callers because I do have a full caller queue. And the first one is 951. Hi, 951. You're the first caller. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Jay. It's Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel. How's it going?
Pretty good, I guess. It kind of feels like we're all changing here. I feel like I'm going through a lot of change.
But it's for the positive. It is for the positive. One thing that I noticed that was going on a bunch, and I wanted to tell this to people, but I'm trying to do everything so quickly now, is we're in a period, just a little period, like I call it the bumpy period, where you're going to tell yourself a whole bunch of things that are not true about you know, like, it's never going to happen for me. I'm never going to find somebody. Yeah. And I know myself I'm doing it, so I know that it's affecting people. You have to cancel those thoughts. It's not true. They are trying to bring your energy lower by giving self-defeating thoughts. We have to stay in the positive. Okay, so how can I help you today?
Well, I just kind of wanted you, you know, to see what's going on in my life. She moved out. I don't know what to say.
I think that you have to decide that yours is about being happy. You have to choose to be happy. Part of your vibration of happiness, if you can get it, if you can, I don't know, are you not laughing at all?
You know, that kind of cheered me up, just you saying that, but I guess I'm not really laughing that much.
I need you to find something funny. Like a, I don't know, you know, weird stuff makes us laugh, you know. I do want you to try to bring the light of jovialness into your, you're taking stuff so hard. It's so serious and so, you have to bring a lightness into your energy field for happiness. It's time that you be happy. It's time that you laugh. It's time that you smile. And that's how you can start. Just start smiling at people. Start blessing people by saying, hi, I hope you have a wonderful day. Or, you know, God's blessings be with you as they walk out the door. You can do anything to bless. And it doesn't have to be people, but I want you to bless people because I think there's somebody that you are going to say something to that's going to be more towards getting you into a different situation because you feel very closed off and you don't feel happy. And the way to get happy is to find the things that make you laugh, to do the things that bring you joy, to understand where your passion lies, and to do it every minute that you can when you have time. So instead of sometimes sitting back and not doing it because we feel like it's never going to happen, and or use self-defeating thoughts on, you know, if I looked a different way, it would be different. It's not true. Those are all just stories. The truth is that you can choose to move forward, and you will. And you can choose to move forward positively and happily and to the highest levels of enlightenment, or you can choose to move or stay stuck, or you can even choose to go backwards and say, you know, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. And that's what I don't want us to do, because there are bumpy times right now, and it can seem confusing. So, I want you to stay on the positive track. I want you to figure out what makes you happy so that you can laugh, so that you can do your music. I know your music makes you happy. How to propel that into what you want. Ask the universe, how do I propel this into the happiness I'm seeking? This is where my passion is. And allow them to bring it forward. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps, Nathaniel.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Namaste. I'm going to go right on to 562.
I'm going to go in the bathroom.
Hi, 562. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yvonne from Long Beach, California.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I help you?
Hi. I was wondering, do you see me being in an arranged marriage by spirit? I'm just curious. I feel like I'm connected with someone.
An arranged marriage, like somebody arranged it for you, or like somebody?
Like more like a twin flame or something like that. I feel like,
okay,
I'm romantically with someone. Can you just look and see what you find?
Okay. Well, I actually get good things for you, Bahman. The number one thing is is to trust your truth. You know what your truth is, and you don't really need to know what your truth is. You know what your feeling is true. So then you need to start asking yourself, if I'm going to get into a serious relationship, I want you to ask yourself the real question. How does this person honor me? How do I feel honored? What is going to make me have something that's going to be done? What are our compatibility? You have nothing in common. You're not going to have a long relationship. So what you want is somebody that you're compatible with. We're looking for somebody to compliment you so that you can have a happiness in your life that extends in addition to your happiness. You understand that? It's not to make you happy. It's a compliment. It takes another part of you and gives a whole aspect of you a new level of standing.
Yes, I agree, because what I'm feeling is very beautiful. And I'm not sure if they're in the spiritual realm or they're actually on earth, like spirits getting ready for us to connect, like a twin flame, but it feels like a marriage. I can actually hear like the higher gods or someone that's controlling the marriage. It's like a marriage. Like they actually said the words marriage, like arranged marriage to me like a few months ago. So that's why I was like, I wanted you to see what you see.
I do feel like it's coming forward or that you're closer. There's a couple of things though that were concerning initially. I felt like you have badness. If you're having a downtime, everybody has downtimes and has badness and stuff like that. So what I want you to do is be in the life of happiness, knowing that you're bringing forth what you really want to bring forth, and then come forth more quickly. So I do see people coming forward, and I do feel like they actually are connected already. And I do feel like it's a soulmate. When I asked about the soulmate, I got yes, and then I asked to be alive, and I got yes, and it's becoming forward, and I got yes. So I think you're really on a positive path. The number one thing they wanted me to tell you, though, is you already know. You need to trust your truth, what you really are feeling. I don't know. Okay, good. Because you'll get signals. They'll clearly define it for you, okay? They will. I just see it's not a clouded, like, I can see when people are going into shaded areas. You're not going into shaded areas. Open. It's open. It's open for your truth to come forward. You just have to honor yourself, and you have to know what you're really looking for. So try to define, what makes you feel valuable, what makes you feel whole, what makes you feel complete. It's not just about, I know you already know. I'm not going to go into it because there's so many callers. Feel like you know it, so I don't really need to tell you. Sometimes I tell people.
I can hear them so well, so clearly, and I just wanted to confirm with you, like to get confirmation. I thought I was going, am I crazy or what's going on? But it's confirming through you that what I'm feeling and hearing is true.
Absolutely. You're right on. I can't even tell you how right on you are. And light is beautiful. So you're walking into light. And just know that, remember, you're to be a blessing. And as you bless, the blessing will come back to you. And that means the relationship, the more that you love and love yourself, not narcissistically, but honor yourself by, I'm hungry, I'm going to feed my and nourish my body correctly. That's loving yourself, not I'm so beautiful. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to let you go with that. Okay. You're right on. Be happy. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Colin. I said namaste to my daughter, and she got really upset. She said, I'm not one of those people. I don't know what that means. 4-4, is this deep?
Hi, Reverend James. Yes, this is deep.
Okay, yeah, you're on the air. I only know because it's an out-of-country number. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Hi, Deep. How can I help you today?
Nothing really. I just wanted to update that house didn't work out for some reason. I don't know why. Although I paid, raised the offer also.
It's better. It's good. It's better. And there is one right now for you because it's saying right now. So I want you to just think, thank goodness that one had something wrong with it or it wasn't in my best and highest interest. I need to see the one that's in my best and highest interest, and it's right now. And if you really quickly just, I need to do a little healing on you. Can you put both of your hands on your solar plexus? Just above your belly button, and this is for anybody that needs a personal identity clearing. There's just a little bit of energy that, I don't know, it's clouded, and I think that's making you just a little bit off. Would you like that?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, and this is for everybody, and try to bring the light in as I'm doing it. And it's going into your strength or your cell. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Okay. You're actually pretty clear, but there was just some, I'm just going to say discord in your line of happiness or in your line of manifestation. So, and it's because of happiness. So we just clicked that. I just like clicked it up enough so that you can be happier or so that you can be more positive, or you can, if you're saying self-defeating things, you have to stop it. You have to start claiming, I am the light of God. I am entitled and worthy to unlimited happiness and abundance. I am going to have the life that I desire. And it will start manifesting easier for you. I think you've had a lot of wishing that didn't come true. And we're not wishing anymore. We're manifesting. It's a little bit different. But what it is, I want you to feel it in your tummy when you're saying your stuff or in your heart. I want you to go. I want you to have a physical feeling. So the reason why we did it in your solar plexus is so that you're grounded in your truth. I know we always look at back experience, but we got to look from this point forward. Do you understand that?
I do, Reverend James. And are my chakras all right, or do they need any tuning?
It wasn't a chakra thing. It isn't a chakra. I guess it is a chakra thing because it was in your solar plexus. So it wasn't, I don't think they need more tuning. I think you're fine. I think you're pretty well balanced. I think you've had a lot of disappointment, and in that it's hard to rise above disappointment. And so I want to make sure that you're always telling yourself positive stuff. Like if you say to yourself, this is never going to happen, just cancel it. Say, oh, I cancel that. The truth is I'm going to make this happen, you know, or bring out what truth is, because we have to be I am present. And if you're going back to the past and basing on stuff that was skewed before because the energy was skewed, so you're going to have a positive experience. It's very close. It's within the 6 months. I don't want to say it's this week because then you're thinking it's this week. Or same thing. If it was in your best and highest interest, I think what happened with it is it excelled in price, and it was not achievable, and it would have made you not happy. So that's why I think the possibility was there, and Aki did probably give you the best advice that he could give you. And so I want you to honor that and know that there's something better that's right here, right now. Because interestingly, if for people who are listening, one of the vibrations it's a manifestation vibration, which people can use. Wasame. You can use that in your manifestation, not solely as the only thing to, you know, go back to, but if you want to bring a different power or a different energy to your manifestation, you might try that vibration. Do you understand that?
I do. Do you think the house will be similar, the house that I'll find will be similar to the one that went by?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be better. So I'm going to... Yes. Look for something even better, but a better price or in a better location or something better about it. Okay? So look at what you just looked at. Say, how can I get something better and what it would mean to you to make it better? Because I feel like it is better, and I feel like it's got a lawn where... I don't know, or it's got a space for you to grow into that's not already grown. So I think the other one had everything grown, and there was no space to grow. So I'm not sure, but that's what I'm getting right now, and I hope it helps.
It does. Okay. Thank you, Reverend James.
Yep. Namaste. Okay, I'm going to go on to 914.
Hi.
Hi. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Reverend James. It's Catherine from New York.
Oh, hi, Catherine. That hi threw me up. How can I help?
I was wondering about love, please. I always have work on the brain. I'm wondering if I'm open to love, if you see anything coming.
I think you beat yourself up, Ren.
yeah, I agree.
I do. I feel like I need to be okay. The thing with love is, okay, a lot of people have wrong conception of love. What you're looking for is a life mate, not necessarily the love of your life. The difference is love is all the time in between. It's not something that, you know, there's very few people that have spontaneous, see you, I'm in love with you, and you're the love for the rest of life. That kind of, it's a rarity. What happens is you meet somebody that you're compatible with. You have similar interests. You're doing similar things. Because one thing that happens with relationship is you have to have time to have it. So if you're one is, you know, a pilot flying around the world, it's not going to be an intimate relationship raising children. And so, and when people always, they're like, I want love in my life. You have love in your life. The moment that you think of love available to share. So it's just a feeling is what love is. And people are trying to make it into into something physical. But what's really manifesting is you're learning to understand and accept another person's commonalities that you share and that you have interest in and that you want to develop further. So I would say don't be afraid about you don't need to be looking for love. You have love, and every time you share it, you share love. And that's with a flower or with a dog or with a person. You know, when you do something kind, that's why the new thing or the new spiritual thing, at least through what Aki is telling me, is to be a blessing. The more that you bless and it means just being good. It doesn't mean that you have to do anything different than be your normal, nice self and not be the other person, the negative, not nice self. Your love is, okay, I want to ask, though, I want to make sure. So, yeah, you're going to have love. And let me just, or, you know, a relationship is what.
Thanks.
So I'm saying, yes, you're going to have it, and it does seem far off, but it didn't fall in my 6 months. So I try to stay in 6 months. So if you want to bring it forward more quickly through a manifestation, you can do just that. You can set the intention, do a ceremony, you can release it into the oneness. You can allow it, and you have to pay attention to it. And you have to be the light bringing it to yourself. I do feel like there is somebody a long term, feels a little bit farther away, and it's because maybe, and there's like, I think you're a person that has like six things going through all the way through June, right?
Yeah. Well,
so, I feel like you're busy all the way to June. You're not even going to think of it, but that's why you need to like pull in. That's why you need somebody that has a commonality, you know, because you're mm-hmm. just a worker bee busy. And so that's why you have to pull it into, you know, I would really go and try to listen in meditation, you know, how do I bring this forward where it's in my best and highest interest? If you can fall in love with, you could actually love somebody for one day, get in a car accident, and it could be a love that holds on forever. You know, you don't have to love somebody for a lifetime. And that's another misconception. You can love somebody and they can leave. It doesn't mean that the love was fake. It means that you love for a period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm just trying to help everybody understand love on a little different level.
Yeah. No, I can't stand it when people say, oh, I wasted my time with him or her. It's just like,
yeah.
No, you shared something. It just had its expiration date, I guess.
There was a lesson there to learn about love or about spiritual growth or about personal development. That's why we have those relationships. I have a dog that's very sick right now, and he's 17 years old. And believe it or not, every day I'm unsure if that's his last walk. So every day I give him as much time as possible to sniff as much as he wants because I don't know, you know.
Right.
I see all the symptoms, you know, he's 17 years old and he's got growth, his eye, he's blind, he's deaf, you know.
Aww.
But he's really happy. He eats really good at making special food, you know, and, you know, so I don't know where I was going with that, but, come on, Aki. Step in, please. You had me tell the story. What was the purpose? Anyway, I don't know what the purpose was. But the truth is that as you bless, so I'm blessing the dog, he's living longer, I think. I think by that, I give him an extra day. You know, I know he's struggling. I know he's coughing, and when he wakes up, he has such a hard time breathing. And and the rule is, you know, you keep him until, you know, he has no more quality of life. Okay,
right.
He's blind. He's blind and he's deaf and crazy. So I think he's got quality of life. You need to have quality of life, and yours is very concentrated in work. So is that true? Is that true?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So What it does is it makes you not pay attention to other things. So you have to really choose, you know, what you want, because you're kind of a person that I love the commitment and the you are beautiful in what you do, okay? Don't discard that and don't feel like you need to stop working or anything. What you need to do is you need to bring in somebody who has a commonality. And the love comes so easy. You know, it just, whenever you're happy, love comes. Whenever people start singing, love comes. Whenever you hear music, or it just brings an energy or that vibration of love. Or harmonization or peace, or you can call it a million things. And I just want you to know that you love all the time. You're loved all the time, believe it or not. You probably, you know, because we don't express it right. We're taught to make it seem separate or something different.
Yeah.
You know, that it's not natural or it's something you're going to feel unusual or something. You know? Okay. I do see that for you. You got to pay attention to it, though. And what I want you to do is I want you to look what you have that you love to do. Where's your passion? Because that's the person you want to be passionate with. Wherever your passion is. If you love art, you better be looking for guys in the art museum or that are taking painting classes or that are artists. You know? Do you get it?
Yes.
Because it is there for you. I just think you just don't pay attention to it. You do sometimes, and you get to where you're like, oh, maybe I need love. It's okay. We all do it. It's like, especially when it's our most prized thing that we want, it's so ridiculous. We put it off. I don't know why. You know, we just are like, oh, I have to pay attention over here, and it's not where you want to be paying attention. Be paying attention to the vibration between two people intimately. You know, that's where I want to pay attention to now. And your work might suffer a little, but I don't think you ever get to that point, okay? So, so allow yourself to play. Allow yourself to try to find it. Allow yourself a little bit of leeway, because I do think you're really rigid, okay? And it's not a bad rigid. It's just rigid. It's not bad. It's just how you've chosen, okay? You can, and I think you have a little bit of leeway to make different choices easily. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna let you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank
Namaste.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Namaste. Okay, I'm going on to 917. Hi, 917. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Reverend James. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. How you doing today?
I'm doing really good, Tim. How can I help you?
Sure, no. So I just wanted, we had spoke before, and I was working on manifesting, bringing some new good things into my life, just abundance in all different areas. So I just wanted to make sure I had it correctly. I'm attempting to breathe in, envisioning light coming into the crown chakra, going and just going down through my chakras. And I just want to clarify, am I acting as if I'm visualizing going down to my feet, like one below me, like a foot below, and then trying to ground, send the energy out?
Okay. The reason why you ground is you ground your energy into your ground star, one foot below your feet. And the reason why you do that is because lots of times when we become ungrounded, we do things that are not rational, or we don't think clearly, or we think incorrectly, and we do things compulsively, or we jump around and we can't get answers, or we can't figure out what's going on because we're confused, and it brings in all of this stuff that's ungrounded. So what you want to do is you always first want to ground. Your chakra is perfect. You always want to do just a few things with your chakra. You want to open, cleanse, balance, and activate. So I always do it so fast that I never remember how to tell people. but it is. It's open, activate, cleanse, and balance every chakra. And you want to, if you want to connect to your spirit guide, it's above the 11th chakra. The Christ conscious, or you can do it at the 11th chakra as your I am present or spirit guide. Your the Christ consciousness is, I believe, in your 12th chakra and gives you a better clarity. Sometimes when you do I am, it's confusing because you're unsure if you're getting where, if you're getting messages, because you feel like it's me saying this, you know. So I like to get open up to the 12th chakra. It's a Christ consciousness. You can see light a lot easier. And it gives you a sense of holiness or peacefulness or a balance of holiness. It balances you in an essence of divinity. That's why I go to the 12th chakra. And they are ethereal above seven. You know, your crown chakra is your seventh chakra, and then eighth and ninth, 10th and 11th and 12th are all above that. But they're ethereal chakras, but they are there. And they actually are, my understanding and experience with my guide is there's 22 chakras to the Godhead or to God's source or to the divine light source or whatever. And I've tried to go all the way up to them and see God, but I've only ever saw light. I've never seen a person or anything like that. But I have experienced divinity of the divine light. So I believe I was in God's presence, just unable to visualize or conceive or whatever it is. And everybody can go all the way up to their 22nd chakra and open it up. It does take time, and with each level, there are various things that will be incredibly life-changing. each thing, because as you become more and more connected, you find that, wow, the whole world is all connected, the whole universe is all connected in a oneness, a vibrational oneness. So it's very interesting as you become more and more proficient at doing it. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand. Got it.
Did you hear what I was telling you about you need to go to the 12th? Okay. I think you're doing good, actually. They like, they like everything that you're doing. There's some, I am getting some discord. Just remember, you never have to be afraid of your truth, okay? If it's true for you, there's no discussion about it. You know it's true. Okay, if it's not true for you, then you can say, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's nothing wrong with not knowing. But I think what they're saying to me is that I hope that you feel, I don't know, did you feel like your life has been unfair? Because that's what I'm getting.
Yes, I have in many aspects. So I'm just trying to center myself and pivot.
Okay.
Bringing abundance in all these different ways.
Yeah. So just cancel that. Just, I would start, if you start to think anything that's negative or low energy, I would just cancel it, even if it is a truth. Like, you know, I'm here because I drink too much. Okay, that can be a truth for people. What you do then is you say, okay, I acknowledge that I'm here. I realize that I haven't been good in my decision-making. I need assistance to move forward in my best and highest interest. And then put it to the oneness. I don't know how to do it, so I'm going to allow it to come forward. And that's all you have to do to get it into the oneness, to change your manifestation and your vibration. So, and I do believe you're doing a lot of that. And I do believe you're going to be coming into a pretty good a sizable abundance if you listen to your inner guidance. And I really believe your inner guidance is right on. Okay, did you understand all that?
Yep, I did. Thank you so very much.
Okay. You may want to listen to it again, because I don't know. He said you might want to listen to it again. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you. You don't have to. No, I'm not saying. Try to get to all these people, 845-415-111-203-347-919. And anyone after 919 is going to be, I believe, out of luck. So I'm starting with 845.
Hello?
845, you're on the air. Hi, could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Maria, and I call from New York.
Hi, Maria, how can I help you?
Yes, I think I ask again the same question. Just so I remember who I am, too. I see I'm going to get soon the settlement. I'm going to go soon overseas to buy property. They're going to be bigger, the settlement, you know?
You're going to buy property.
Right.
I'm not sure what you're asking me. I feel like it's a positive. I'm getting positive.
You don't know when I'm going to get it, this element, or not, you know, see?
Oh, when? When?
Yeah, you see when?
I'm getting, okay. I think within 2 months.
2 months. 2 months.
Very close. Yeah, it's. I don't put it into a time frame. What you want to do is allow it in your best and highest instinct to come forward on in perfect timing. But it does seem right now within a few months. Do you understand that?
It does feel like within 2 months,
you're going to be getting what you're talking about. A build or a foundation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go on to 415. Hi, 415, you're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, James, it's Ann, Washington.
Hi, in Washington. How can I help you? Hi.
I'm not really asking for a timeline, but what kind of situation do you see me meeting somebody, if it's more in person or online or random?
Okay, I got two leads right away. Is it online?
Ooh.
Believe it or not, the strongest right now is online. Is the highest, and I asked them right in a row. But what else would there be? Yeah, I feel like it's very quickly right here for you. You have to make them a commitment, I think, that you want it.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah, I think very quickly. And I do feel like online is, I would never suggest that, but that did what came through.
That's what came up.
Yeah, I think that personal, you know, personally, like my, you know, Reverend James, I would always want to meet in person. Is, you know, I mean, that makes the most sense. But honestly, he said it online and within 2 weeks.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So I guess put yourself out there. You got to want, the thing is that you got to really want it, a relationship. And I know you.
I am.
Make sure you're grounded when you're thinking about it and what it makes you feel like, you know, because I just want you to check in on your vibration really, really closely, Anne, okay, because I do get mixed. But I did get pretty clearly and right away both those answers, the 2 weeks and online.
Good. Yeah, it's just
okay. So let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely focus on career things and then sometimes on romance things, but I think both can happen.
Absolutely.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be one or the other. So.
Yeah. I don't know if you were listening. Right. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be everything all at once. What was I going to say now? Come on, Nikki. Bring it back.
If I was listening when you said something.
At the beginning of the show I told somebody about love. What you're looking for is a compatible partner, not actually a love. Love is the essence of meeting somebody that you mutually blend with. So what you're looking for somebody is you have commonality. So try to look in areas where you do have commonality. And if you're good at computers, I guess that would be why you're going there.
No.
Well, because there's so much going on with confinement. You know, that might be what's going on. You know, there's so much confinement, and there's going to be more coming. So that might be why they're saying, but within 2 weeks, you should be able to do it. You should be able to know everything and be on track. And you should be able to ground yourself for 2 weeks to pay attention to the one thing that you want. Yes. Okay. But you can do that. It's a short period. Yeah, pay attention.
That's right.
To what
I can
you're
focus
really
on one
doing.
Thing.
Yeah. I want you to do that. Well, I want you to try because it's so close, you know? So, give it attention to it every day for 2 weeks. Pay attention every day for 2 weeks, though, too. You know, just because I said online doesn't mean that they do it the way they want. But I said the vibration was highest with online, and that is what I got. And I did get a no when it was in person. So I'm not saying that it can't happen in person. I'm just saying that the vibration at this point is there. Okay? And you'll have success. Okay.
Great.
I'm going to let you go with that.
Great. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Yes, and plan on falling in love. And don't back out.
Got it.
I know. Okay. I'm going to stay. Bye. Don't change your mind, Annie.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi. Melissa?
Yes. Hi. Yes.
Hi. Okay, how can I help you, Melissa?
How are you doing? I thank you so much for, again, helping people. You're always gifted. So I have a little bit of a question here. It's a little bit of a terminal, take it away. I need confirmation from my intuition, from my truth. I'm getting an answer, but I'm just having a human emotion right now. I am still human. I said that in a different way. Because, again, I look for someone who's light. Okay. So there's three. I already know who is. So there was this week. I saw his eyes and I saw his reaction. He was a little bit different towards me today. I just want to know what is going on. The other two, the R and the K, they're going to be in for future, like friends for future. We talked about it, and they know that D likes me, and I know that other people said that, you know, because they like me, they're on my side, but we have a different. I don't know how this happened. We have a different communication. It's just I have noticed that even they have some telepathic. When they pick up some signals for me. So the D, I'm going to D. The D, I like you very much because he's pure. I just want to know that, I know we talked about him, that he looked very, I don't know, I hope he's not discouraged by not liking me or there's something that he needs to get clarification on.
You need to, okay, no, you need to not tell stories. D seems like the highest vibration. K for you. And I think you have to allow it to be, you know, in perfect timing. So you have to, right now is a funny time. It's really a funny time. I would say after the 5th of January, or of December, we're going into December. After the 5th of December, it's going to be a lot clearer for you to understand. I think all of us are jumping or having a little bit of questioning everything, because you have to cancel what's not true on questioning. Like, I question, am I ever going to get famous? I'm just using that as an example. So, and what I would say to myself is, I'm never going to get famous. So I cancel that, and I say, I'm choosing to allow myself to get famous. And I shifted it. So a lot of that's going on right now. With the last caller who wants to be in love, I think she easily could be in love. I think she doesn't pay attention to it all the time, or she says stuff that just limits a little bit. And her, and all she has to do is cancel and say, no, I am going to find the right guy. And she said the right thing. She says, I'm going to have the job and the relationship. Yeah, you can have it all. That's what we're looking for. We're all looking for the all of it. And same thing with you. You're looking for all of it, and it's coming. I do feel like I said, Dee's the brightest of the three. I think one of them was the lowest of the vibrations, and that was he might also have interest in you. And I think it was K. I can't remember what the other ones were, but I think it was K. R?
I think it's R. So it's Keith, Roland, and then David.
Yeah, David's the best. His third one has an interest.
It's a Keith.
Oh.
Roland.
Roland. Roland has an interest too. There's two interests. I think David seems, or Dave, or seems the brightest of the three. Okay. What you want is only in God's timing. You want it to be in God's timing, you know, when it's right. And I think, you know, they're also in this bumpy stage, and I think it clears up for you in this specific little triangle after December 5th, after the eclipse. I'm not triangle, but it could be showing the sun.
This is Kia, very James, right, Dave? Is this, do you still see? Roland knows that I like D. He knows that. I like Roland another way. He knows I like D.
Oh, he likes you too, though.
Oh.
So, I'm just telling you, they both like.
So, which one do you think it's going to proceed?
I think it's up to you, and I think it's you have to choose of what's in your best and highest interest. What does, you know, you know what the truth is. You know who's coming forward. I already told you. I don't want to.
Yeah, it's D.
I want you to, you know, I don't, you know, we already know who has the highest vibration, and you probably want to go with whoever's the highest vibration. But you have to choose, not me, okay? That's why I give you the vibration. I can't really make the choice. I know you know the truth. You know the vibration. Just like you said, telepathically, you are connected. And you can your skills on your intuitiveness are, you know, they're getting crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, how you know?
You're having it. Because everybody's.
Why?
Everybody's becoming. Because it's more psychic. We're becoming more psychic. We're going from a carbon or a dirt, is what it seems like to me, a dirt or a dust-based entity to a crystalline, which is hard, pristine, polished, beautiful, vibrant, you know, these gleaming beings. We're becoming light beings. And that was another thing that, you know, I don't know, like two or three shows ago, I said, you know, we're all aliens, and I get it, you know, in some way we have alien DNA, but actually we all are aliens, and we are all coming to the new level of ascension so that we become a galactic world. Our world is changing, as in our galaxy is changing too. So this is really big, and that's why it can, as our skills or our connections to the other side become clearer and clearer, you know, that's us to have experiences to try to understand how to, you know, what's going on. You get that?
Yeah, I understand everything, but just confirm for me something. Because he looked, I just need to get confirmation, because I don't want to, Roland knows, and David knows, I just want to know, like, my intuition telling me that he's going to move forward, and I don't want him to, I just want to know, like, does it happen after January or after December 5th?
After December 5th. It might happen even right around there. It could be, like, the second, between December, I would say, I'm saying December 5th because I don't want to give you a date, because now you're holding on to a date.
No, I can't.
Let's work through allowing it to be the first, you know, in the beginning of December. Okay, because it can be any of those days. When they show the eclipse is like 4 days before, 4 days after, so it could be 8 days, you know. So that's why I don't want you to hold on to a date, but I want you to hold on to the energy of joy. I want you to be open to the possibility. I want you to be ready for the to allow the blessing, because you're going to be blessed. And you have to choose, you know, you have to choose that whether the situation is right or not for you. And I know you know that it's right for you. You can feel it. But I want you to choose it, and you need to feel it. Do you get it?
Yeah, I really am. And real quickly on that, there's like higher management, like three, who are trying to figure out that why them three are so cling to me, and that everybody in that area all like me, and they're putting people in my team to spy on me. And I want to know if does it. Because the three guys, they picked it up, and they're really doing, like, I seen them, like, they're fighting that out. They're being smart about it. I haven't even said much to them, but they have figured it out. I just want to know if I'm going to get in the form of, are they trying to get me in trouble, or they're just don't, like, I don't know. But what is your intip on that? Especially that mess, he's going to back off. He's really trying to figure out.
You're not going to get in any trouble or anything. I don't get that at all. I think like I said, I do think there's a little rivalry or more than one person that likes you. So, but I don't think it's anything. I think it's like you said, he knows that he likes you. And you just have to, the reason why they're attracted to you is because you're kind, you're light, you're nice, you emanate peace or joy or kindness, and that's attractive to men, and plus you're a flower, and you're being the flower, and bees come to the flower, and it's going to be more than one bee that comes to a flower. You know, lots of bees come to the flower, but you have to choose which bee you're going to let have the pollen. So that's how that basically goes. You are a flower, and of course people are going to find you desirable, attractive, beautiful because of your energy. So just don't think negatively. I want you to think positively when a flower just gets prettier and prettier. So just imagine yourself being more and more of a flower, and the true essence of what you're putting out will be blessed by being pollinated by a bee. You know, and that you know, you have to choose, like I said, who you're allowing. You get it?
Yeah, you are 100% right. I am seeing that. I just real quickly, what specific word do I tell D, because he looked confused.
You don't need to say anything. Just allow it to go naturally. You just, I don't think you, I think that's a story. Don't worry about it. That's a story. Yeah, I think it's a story you're telling yourself.
Cancel story.
About, yeah, cancel that. It's nothing. It was a moment of confusion in his mind or something. It's a balance thing. It's a bump. It's like a bump. We are going to have bumps through the middle of December, or actually far into next year. But for you, it's, you know, it's, you're very close to that that time. I think it's going to clear up. Just give yourself just a little bit more time, okay? Like I said, the first week in December, allow it to blossom. Or imagine yourself becoming fully bloomed the first week of December, and that you're allowing, you know, what's in your best and highest interest to come forward. Because I do think it's right at Christmas. For Christmas,
oh, right.
Not before Christmas. Yeah.
You said a lot of things. Thank you so much. I know I got it. I got it. You're very kind. A true warrior.
Namaste. Thank you. I'm going to go. I just want to try to get everybody. 203. Hi, 203. You're on the air.
Hi, Reverend James. It's Pat from Connecticut. I'm okay, thanks. I've got a question about my son. I know, you know, I have a big lesson in stepping back and letting him live his life, but there is concern, and it's serious concern, and so I always kind of occasionally check in to see how dangerous the situation is and just kind of get, can you give me a feel on him, his family situation? If, you know, is there any danger for him or his family?
I get no. So I tried to, you know, I didn't even get a maybe. I'm confidently can say no to danger. But that's an interesting word that you use. So I'm not, you know, that's a very specific word. As far as, you know, it's a word that, I don't know. So ask me another one. Because
okay.
I feel like it's not a good word. And I can't think to ask about your head.
Okay, well, I'll give you some information. He struggles with anger. I kind of felt like he was making some headway. In fact, when I visited this weekend, it's the first time he mentioned the word. He really doesn't talk much. And he looked at me and he said, when did I start getting angry? And I wish I had been prepared for that answer and answered better. I did the best I could. But then, amazingly, the wife that has really shut me out since the beginning is kind of starting to open up. And the last two times she's talked to me a bit about him, and the issue with anger, and this time she said a lot, although it was very, you know, we only had a few seconds. So, and she said things that I had an idea about, that his anger stem in danger. She's very upset that, you know, the daughter might pick up on it, who's only young.
I get no to that. I think not that I'm not saying that he doesn't have anger. I'm saying no, that they're not in danger. That's her on a story. And I think the child is really loved by him. And Really loved by him.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
No, I don't believe there's danger there like that. I do think that he's having emotional issues, or he gets ungrounded. I don't know if you can tell a person how to, if you can speak to him about grounding, because it doesn't feel like you can. So what number one would help him the most, if he could learn how to ground. And the other thing is I just think it is a tumultuous time, not necessarily energetically a tumultuous time for some people. And the lower your energy, the more tumultuous. So if anger is, if the other thing he can do with his anger is release it, because it might be old energy coming up, you know, something that he was stuck on and released and then got off of it a little bit, and then he just hasn't released it completely. I feel like it'll smooth out again, but it's not in my 6 months, and it's more like
sure.
But it does smooth out even better. And it's like, I really feel like, I don't want to make you wait, keep you waiting for thinking. They can have a more peaceful time. It's coming energetically. The whole world is like May of next year for every single person. It's going to be better.
Okay.
I think now is a very big transformational time. This is really great time to get in touch with your intuitive ability. It's really great time to do whatever you're passionate about and bring it to a success. This is the time because of the bumping. Because what happens is you're able to insert is what a key tells me. Insert into what you're trying to manifest. So if you're, you know, it's like a project that you're working on. You put all the papers in one pile, and you just do one at a time. And if you keep doing the one, believe it or not, the pile will be gone. And you only have to do one at a time. You don't have to think, oh, my God, there's 80 of them. You know?
Right.
Because that's what's going to happen is it's going to be an insert for all of us. So you yourself are going to be having those kind of things happen. Too.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, I do. I've begun it. Thank God, finally, I'm able to have some strength and courage and motivation to begin for myself. This is not blaming. I just like insight and an overall picture. I see the wife as really up his rear end, which I think drives him crazy and makes him angry. Am I true about that? Honestly, I respect them both, and it's just trying to understand with love, what do you see about her? Because I really want them to stay married.
I feel like they're overextended somehow, so I don't know what that means.
Oh, they
are. Like,
absolutely. You're right on about that. No question.
What's the chances of you borrowing the child for a while, you know, and becoming or just so that they have time for them? I just feel like there's just too much.
There is too much. And I'm 2 hours away, and it's too soon for them to let me take her. The other grandmother takes her, but, you know, I mean, maybe I could suggest to them that they go on a vacation. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah. And you'll watch the child. Perfect. Yeah.
That would be cool.
So they might be able to go on the vacation, because if they try to do a family thing, I feel it won't work. It's too much.
Right.
They really do have to have that time, like you said, for themselves. So that's a perfect thing, and that's kind of what I was thinking, that if you could just watch the child for, so that they could just have a break. Because I do
idea.
Feel like they need.
That's nice. Thank you so much. Namaste.
You're welcome. I hope you have. Yeah, namaste.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm going to go on to 347. Hi, 347. Can I get your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Reverend James. This is Katie calling from Georgia. How are you? Happy holidays.
Pretty Katie.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy holidays to you too, sweetie. Pour that syrup on a little bit.
I am drinking hot cocoa right now. I'm feeling really sweet right now.
I was loving it. I was like, boy, that purpose, thick and warm.
Yeah, sweet. I put on my cute. I did my hair today. I put on like a really cute pajama set and brand new slippers. I got my hot cocoa. I'm feeling really Christmassy, sweet, happy.
Perfect. I'm so happy. Enjoy that and don't let anything ruin it.
I am not. Thank you so much. I wanted to call two things. I just wanted to call and ask about. So it's been an exam I've been taking for a while, and I haven't been successful on it. And I really don't know what to do. I don't know why I'm not passing or being successful on this exam. And I'm not sure if it's, do I need a tutor? Do I feel undeserving? I'm just not sure what my block is to allowing this, or why is it not why it hasn't happened. It's been a few years, and I'm really kind of like,
okay.
Yeah.
So is it a math thing? Is it a test that you're taking, a math thing?
No, it's not a math thing. It's a test, but it's a lot of information, and it's about 14 topics. It's a state exam.
But does it have calculations on it?
No.
Okay. I wonder where I'm getting all that. The number one thing that they're just saying is, what are they actually saying? Number one thing that I'm getting is not related to your questions, so I don't want to do that. Oh, I think what they're saying is it's about self-confidence. I'm a little bit worried about your energy field. So do you shield yourself?
Well, no, I mean, I don't go outside that. No, not really.
Okay. I want you to, for free, and my website is the Diamond Dome of Protection. I want you to try to do that every day. I just feel like somebody's throwing energy at you that's not good, or I don't know if you're in a fight with a individual that would be doing that, but I feel like it's not a good energy. And I feel like it could be a jealousy energy. I'm not really sure. It's an ugly energy. But I feel like if you shield yourself or protect yourself every day, energy-wise, what you're doing is perfect. You know, by being the light and happiness and treating yourself and doing the right things, that's creating the perfect vibration. But there also is energy out there that can attack light because we're not protecting ourselves. Or we think, you know, I believe, I don't know if it's true, I always say to myself, I don't know if it's true, that the brighter you get, the less that the dark can attack you. It doesn't mean that you can't be attacked. It just means that it's a lot harder to attack you because light always puts out the dark. You know, a darkness is not in the light. So
is it like somebody's trying to put like a curse on me or something like that?
I don't know. Or if you're not fighting with anybody. Okay.
There are jealous people I'm related to, you know, who've always been against me all my life. I do have jealous people. Yeah.
Okay. That could be it then. Because I do feel like it's as you become brighter or nicer, and not that you weren't nicer, brighter or more light, that it's rubbing somebody. You know, or your independence is rubbing somebody. And I felt like you were fighting, or they're fighting, and it may be them. But the thing about the testing is they're just saying you're just not being confident. So I don't, and
I think when I first took it, I was confident, but then the more times I didn't pass it, I think it took my confidence away. But what I realized is that what I can do to build up my confidence is literally do what I'll be doing on the day of the exam, meaning keep practicing. Say if I'm going to do an essay, practice writing the essay. You know what I mean? Like practice specifically, not just remembering the material. I'm thinking I need to practice actually doing it, you know, like every day so that it builds up my muscle. I realize it's like a confidence muscle.
Yeah. I actually get yes, 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 and that I'm getting, and I do things in 6 months period, that it's, within 6 months you're going to have some kind of financial security if you're not having financial security. You know, like it's coming in to solidify or to ground you into something that you're wanting makes you feel like safe or secure. I don't know. Do you feel unbalanced right now?
Well, I think is because I've been doing 10 projects, and I'm actually starting another 10 project probably in the middle of December, but it should last for a long time. But maybe I get a permanent position because I haven't had a permanent position for a really long time.
It is within a 6 month period, so I want you to.
Okay.
If that is actually what you're looking for, then that will come forward.
Okay.
But make sure that's what you're looking for, okay? Because I get a couple of things, that sometimes it's easier not to have full time. You know, but you need to make that choice, you know? Do you understand that?
I just wanted to ask you about where I'm at, like the state I'm in. So I'm in Georgia, and I'm just wondering about, like, am I in the right state? You know, because I haven't met really, like, a lot of friends or, you know, like, I haven't met even friends.
I'm getting yes, yes, yes. And I think it's because you're not trying. I know that you don't believe you're doing it. You're just not trying, and I hate to say that because you probably are doing something, but you're not putting yourself.
I'm like thinking maybe I could join, like I've joined the gym, but maybe I could start like taking some kind of class or something, or join the group or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not probably putting yourself out. Yeah, I think you could. Definitely, and I feel like you could do something. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I think, are you really loving flowers? Because I feel like there's like a flower thing or something weird like that.
You know what? I think you told someone that a flower gets prettier every day, and I was like, you know what? I am a flower. I'm going to be attached to my roots, and I'm going to get prettier and prettier every day. And I said I'm going to get some flowers, but I haven't bought any. I have a plant, though. But I'm going to buy some flowers.
Think about not necessarily buying the flowers. Think about learning how to arrange them. I feel like that's something that you want to do. Sounds stupid, but...
Learning how to arrange flowers. That would be fun. I love pretty things. I love pretty things. So I would do that. I could do that.
I feel like there's so much reasons why, because I do feel like you're a volunteer, that you would volunteer, you know, to do something like that. And I felt like it was flowers for other people, not for yourself. So I don't know why it came through so strong. It might be because you are, you know, turning into that perfect flower. But I feel like you need to do something to meet people, like you said, and it's some kind of commonality.
Well, I am going to plan. Yeah. I'm planning on definitely starting to do like pop-ups, catering kind of with my dessert, like with my cookies and stuff like that, and strawberry, like with my desserts and stuff. I'm going to start doing that.
Okay. That's good. I got yes on that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I can meet some people that way. Well, thank you so much, Reverend Jay. I want you to have a blessed, happy holidays, blessed Christmas, blessed New Year.
Think about flowers on your dessert then. You never know. I don't know.
I will think about incorporating flowers. You know, flowers could go with this setup. I definitely would think about flowers. But thank you so much.
Yeah, I would just think about that. If you're not, you know, I would just think, you know, why would that message come to me? And how could I incorporate that into my life? And do I feel passionate about it? And just start investigating, because it might be where the opening comes, you know, that you're looking for. You know, for, because you meet the one person. You only need to meet one person, and then you have a new life, believe it or not. Because I feel like it's one person and it's a whole person.
It's not that I haven't met people. Like, I've met people, but they don't necessarily come outside either. They like, I've met a couple of people, but they live a little further out, and they said, well, they don't have anybody to hang out with. And I'm like, oh. So, you know.
No, you need to be the right person, because I feel like the person that you're going to meet is a trigger. Like, it kicks off, like, 7, 10 people that they bring, you know, that it comes to, like,
I get what you're saying.
It's going to be like a whole, I know. Okay,
well, I'll be open. Yeah. I'll tell the universe I'm open. I'll, you know, start, you know, manifesting it.
Awesome. You'll have to let me know. And I love talking to you. And I love the third
I love talking to you, too. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. That's the sweet. 919, I did it. I made them all. 919, you're on the phone.
Hi, Dr. Hi, dear. Reverend James, how are you doing?
I'm good. And could I get your first name and where you're calling from? You sound familiar, but
This is Kay, calling from Georgia. You got two Georgia peaches right behind each other.
Wow, beautiful. I love Georgia peaches. They're the best in the whole world.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the call. My question.
I want to tell you something really quick. My very close friends from growing up are Georgia. They live in Tifton.
Really?
And I used to go there all the time. Yes, I love Georgia. I lived in North Carolina, and then when I lived
in
Florida.
I'm from North Carolina.
Yeah. Here you go.
I'm originally born and raised in North Carolina and moved to Georgia 11 years ago, so yeah.
I'm nice. So I'm glad. I love Georgia, and they really do have the best beaches and the best pecans.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely.
So, I'm sorry that I went off on that track, but other clients that are really beautiful people.
Great. Thank you. Well, my question is, I'll keep it very simple. Do you see a new career opportunity coming in before the end of the year? I was waiting to hear back from one role that I thought was perfect. Still believe it's perfect. Just haven't heard anything yet. But do you see a change happening from where I am?
Say your name again and in Georgia.
Okay. Sandra K., but I go by my middle name, K., and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. She's getting that career by the name. I'm trying to ask some questions. I get yes. Okay, when I first asked, I got a note, but that's why I asked you to say your name again, because I was thinking I wasn't getting the right energy. So when I did ask your name again, and I did, I got yes. You're going to get something by the end of the year is what I got. And you have to, I think you're going to start feeling like life is really, really good.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I needed to hear that.
Okay, good. Because I do get you dancing. Like, I don't know why they're saying it. Dancing on three-leaf clovers. So I don't know if you're going to be lucky every time you stop. Because, you know, you could make a wish with every three-leaf clover, and I see you dancing. So, I mean, you're touching. I feel like you're coming into something very magical or abundant. So,
I cannot tell you how good this makes me feel, because it has been the biggest struggle the past year and a half, the past few months. So thank you for that confirmation.
Release the struggle. I want you to say, I release my struggle and I accept the abundance that God wants to bless me with.
Ooh,
so I can be a blessing. You know, I want you to accept that you're worthy. You know, you're a child of God, and we're all worthy of what we are. Every single person can create every single thing that they want. I know that sounds crazy, but if you want to, the problem is we get what we want. Lots of times we think we want stuff and then we get it. But no, yours is completely different. Yours is a dance of happiness. Yay. I just feel like it is just going to. It really has been a funky time energetically. So I'm not surprised that it's been difficult, you know. But all that's like clearing up, and I'm not kidding you. You're going to have a bunch of four-leaf clovers. All you have to do is bend over and pick one and make a wish. So,
My God, you have blessed me today.
A key is the blesser.
Through you. Thank you for being the vessel. Thank you.
Will accept it. You're welcome. And just remember, you're worth it. You're worthy of this. We are earth angels, and you are. I'm not kidding you, to be a light for other people, and that means there you have to be blessed in order to bless. And that's why I would walk around just blessing everything. I would say, you know, anything that you're in gratitude, I would say, you know, thank you for that blessing. You know, that you
thank you.
You know, and I'm telling you, you're going to be like I said, you're going to be picking clovers and making wishes.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much for this word.
I might even look for a three-leaf clover. Not that I'm wanting
you know
out in the lawn.
My backyard is where I just recently moved. I'll say this real quickly. I recently moved, and I have I have a long backyard, and it needs a lot of work done. And my son and I were talking about there's stuff you want to do to it. And right now we're having cold weather, so it's like I don't really want to cut the grass because we're right at the end. So I have the opportunity to go back and look for a four-leaf clover in my backyard so easily because I'm always wanting to go back here and pull weeds. So it's perfect. I will.
It's not a four-leaf. It's just a three-leaf clover.
Three-leaf clover. I'm sorry.
No, it usually is a four-leaf clover. It's really funny that you said it because I would have maybe sent you on a wrong – you would have been looking for the wrong thing. It's going to be something more common. It's going to be something abundant. So, because you're going to get a lot of them.
Exactly. I'm going out to do that. So thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate this. Thank you.
You might look for the elusive four-leaf clover, but if you don't see it, don't worry. I would just pick a three-leaf clover and put it in like a shot glass and look at it or something. This is my first wish. You know, this is how I'm going to change my life. This little three-leaf clover and magic, I'm going to wish that I accept myself for the angel that I am and the abundance I choose to bring forward. You know, something simple but beautiful that will really represent you. And it is coming. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be a lot of happiness.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, Reverend.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for calling.
All right, and thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad I made it for you. Namaste. It's hard because I never know how long if I'm going to get to everybody. And I did get to everybody today, so I'm really happy. So I'm going to end my show. Remember, life is amazing. It really is. Even my life is
amazing. Amazing.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.